Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm your host, and I'm joined today by John Haas. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Allison. Glad to be here.
You work in Intel's Ecotechnology Program Office. John, what is your specific role?
Well, I manage a few programs for Intel. One of them is an eco-innovations program where we have a few different legs to that program. We demonstrate technology improvements, proof of concepts for energy efficiency at the data center as well as the server system level. I also work on the Green Grid, which is an industry consortium focused on energy-efficient data centers.
There's been a lot of talk about how you measure data center efficiency in a term released by the Green Grid called the PUE. Can you tell us what that's about?
PUE stands for power usage effectiveness, and it's really the ratio of power coming into the data center and how much of that power actually makes it to the IT infrastructure.
And then there's another metric called DCIE.
Yeah, DCIE is really the reciprocal of that, and it's more representative of utilization of where the power is going. When you talk about PUE, it gives you a whole number, and that's generally what the facility guys are most used to seeing. If you use DCIE, it gives you a percentage number, and that's more what the IT folks are used to talking about.
But that doesn't really tell us about the efficiency of the system. You could have the worst systems in the world from a standpoint of efficiency, and your PUE really wouldn't be reflecting that, would it?
I look at PUE as a useful metric to look at your own data center. If you're going to compare data centers, then I think PUE and, my own opinion, PUE and server density, rack density, is a good metric to compare against. But when you talk about it at the server level, it's not really a server benchmark, and there are tools out there like SpecPower that gives you a better representation of how efficient it is.
What is Energy Star for Servers all about, and what does that measure?
Well, Energy Star for Servers is trying to define an easy way to gauge the efficiency of a server. Today, Energy Star is somewhat fixated on idle power, and idle power is just one component. If you look at what we really use servers for, we don't use them to sit there at idle. And idle power is one component of looking at efficiency. When you look at efficiency, you have to look at, how does it convert energy into work?
And Intel has been talking about a new concept called real-world efficiency.
Correct. Real-world efficiency is a correlation of power usage to workload. So if you're not having a heavy workload, you're not using much power. As I take on more of a load and go up the load line, I'll take on more and more power, somewhat proportionally to the load, but it's really looking at the real-world efficiency of energy use of the server under a load.
What is Intel doing in particular to optimize the microprocessor performance so that it can be efficient in these types of workloads?
So there's a lot of tools Intel's putting into the products today. You heard about Nehalem and its capability to part cores, turn them off. Mm-hmm. There's new C states that are available to put you in lower power states and cores. There are system level features like Node Manager that some of our OEMs use that allow you to capitalize on low work states that are going on and turn off as much as you can in very short slices to minimize the amount of power used, but not lose any performance. So there's a whole host of tools that are going to allow you to realize those benefits.
So what percentage of the challenge is a technical one, and what percentage of the challenge is a sociological one in terms of changing the way data centers are managed?
At this point, I'd probably say it's a 60-40 split. I think there's technology challenges we have, but I think there's a big impact we can make just through education and continue to show the CXOs up there that there's a benefit for doing this and it's making a difference and more investment is needed. And with more investment, you get better efficiency.
If you look out into the future and look at data centers in 5 years' time, what is your hope in terms of what will implementations look like? What will management practices look like?
We've heard a lot about the Web 2.0. I think there's a data center 2.0 model out there that says, we have a data center that is fully instrumented, meaning every piece of equipment in there tells you how much energy it's using, how much work it's doing, and it can be policy managed, meaning that whenever the data center is running, there's a management application looking at what's going on and trying to drive for the highest utilization, virtualizing all it can, turning off all it can. And when I say turning off all it can, it's not just the servers, it's also the power distribution infrastructure as well as the cooling infrastructure and the lighting, right? If you're using only 10% of your data center, then 90% should be turned off.
Well, thank you very much, John. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thanks, Allison. I appreciate it.